before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hollywood. That's Hoobie Valley, Hoobie Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking fan. And any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood. Where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from Shirley Temple.
Sorry, I was busy talking to one of our Marines protecting our... We have a guy working here, his son's in the Marine Corps. He's home for the holidays and then on his way back to Camp Pendleton. So I got a, had a nice little chat with him. Devin Moser, Semper Fi, be careful, good luck. Time to talk about movies with Dawn Meadows Dixon. She is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. I went there last night. My car is clean. Peon, is your car clean?
No, I need to hit.
We have no excuse because there's one right behind
tonight.
Us. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, there's also a Westport Car Wash on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash is proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey! Dawn. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Now, let me guess, you stayed home New Year's Eve.
No, actually, normally I do. We stay home with the kids, and our tradition is to get Chinese food to go and watch the ball drop. And this is the first year in a long time we were invited to a party, and we actually went.
Wow, you party.
Man,
we
crazy.
Actually went to a crazy party.
Crazy
party animal.
You dressed up
a
like
wild
a
woman.
Nice,
yeah.
Fancy dress and everything.
No, was it was one of those casual wear jeans, you know, cords. But it was very nice.
Was
very,
it somebody's
nice.
House or a...
It was a house. Yeah. Someone's very, very nice house. So it was fun just to kind of get out and be an adult and
how much
had a little glass of wine.
Oh, a little glass of wine.
Oh.
Wow.
Be careful.
I was very careful.
And you know, if you have a choice of going to somebody's little dinky nothing house or some rich guy person's big mansion house, go to the big fancy house.
Well, I it's fun to check out the beautiful home.
Except it's depressing.
What you don't have.
It's depressing though. If you've ever been in somebody's house and it's just over the top spectacular, you get home and it's depressing.
I know. You come home and
oh, this is our house. Yeah, it's weird. So, movies. Let's see. What did
have
I?
Have you seen anything?
You know what? I haven't. Let's see. What did we go? Oh, well, I mentioned Les Mis. Holy cow.
Did you love it?
Oh, I hate it. I couldn't hate it more.
Wait a minute. Did your wife love it?
Yeah, but I knew that she would. It was so horrible.
I've got to tell you a funny story. I went home to see my family, which, of course, lives in Ohio, and I had everyone gather around and watch Les Mis. Now, all the girls said, well, we want to watch it. The guys, of course, wanted to watch football. So my sister has this basement that has that projector thing, and
ooh,
she set it up,
wow.
And she popped popcorn. Ooh, and
yeah.
And it was, and I am so excited. She had like a comfy chair, and I was so excited to share this with my sister and her daughter and my mom.
Well, and you're a big hit in the family because you have a DVD people can't buy.
I have the DVD before anybody else does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a lighthearted film. It's a very dark, if you haven't seen the play or you haven't seen the movie. And my sister is one of these people that if it's not fun and she's laughing and feeling good, she said, you know, I have enough troubles in life. I don't need to go watch somebody else be miserable. And her husband reminded her that the movie is Les Mis, which translates the miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did you expect? So halfway through, it's a two-disc. Actually, there's an intermission when you watch it as a DVD because it's
lucky.
Rather long.
Lucky.
And at the intermission, she left my my niece left. My other niece left. They all said, this is horrible. We're going to go upstairs and watch football. So I lost half the audience at intermission. And there I am crying because I'm watching it for the third time and I'm still moved by it.
No, but there's something wrong with you.
I know.
It's
so
horrible.
I loved it.
It's one of the most horrible experiences I've ever had in a movie theater. It was so terrible. Russell Crowe should never sing. Anne Hathaway should never sing. They're not singers.
What?
It was terrible.
Anne
terrible.
Hathaway?
No, she was terrible.
Frank.
Terrible. I don't want to talk about it. I started getting depressed just thinking that I was even there. I will tell you this, though. Last night.
The song, The Prayer, when Hugh Jackman sings The Prayer.
No. The sweet, I dreamed a dream, whatever. That's okay. I love that song. Now, let's something else here related. Last night, and these guys don't know this. I haven't told them, and they're going to be stunned when I say this. I had never, until last night, I had never seen Anchorman.
Really?
Will Ferrell. Till last
Will
night.
Ferrell.
I watched it last night, and I have to tell you, it's so ridiculous. It's hysterical. And here's what's interesting. You'd think the only people that really liked Anchorman would be people who worked in television.
Right.
And I'm sure those people found it 10 times more entertaining than we did. There were a couple of parts there. I laughed so hard. And that Christina Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She is talented and beautiful.
And there were just some things in it that were so ridiculously funny, like that street fight with other TV stations.
My goodness.
And when he's talking to her and he has an erection,
it was too ridiculous for me.
That's one that I'm just not a fan of.
Well,
I loved it.
I think if you'd been some in this business longer or knew somebody in TV, you'd like it more. Because
it's almost a cartoon look at people and tell the obsessiveness of.
But there's so much about it that's true.
It's
the ego's in TV.
Exaggerated.
Yeah, it's exaggerated.
But so well done. Will Ferrell, yeah, very funny.
Yeah,
it's fun when you find a movie like that you haven't seen that was out a long time ago, and then you just sit and enjoy it. Yeah, I love that.
It's stupid, but still, you can't help
not
but laugh.
Les Mis.
No.
Not the heaviness of Les Mis.
No. Now, what do we have today?
Today, Promised Land. Have you heard the talk about this? Matt Damon, John Krasinski. The story of a guy who works for this energy company, and he goes to a Midwestern farm and tries to convince them to give them the rights to fracking. Do you know fracking?
It's an energy term. It's
right. Very good. I didn't know what fracking was, but I learned in watching this.
It sounds dirty.
Yes.
Well, I knew you were going to play with the word, so I carefully said the word fracking.
The police arrested a couple last night in the car, and they found them fracking in the car. It just sounds dirty.
Yeah, I expected one of those, so I paused, let you do your thing, and then I continue.
All right, you know
All
me
right,
well.
So what they do is they take out the natural gas out of the ground. They give them the rights to their farm, and they give them a lot of money. And apparently this is going on.
That's natural gas.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's the original natural gas.
Oh, okay, natural gas. I got it.
Boy, they can harness that.
Yes.
They can harness all that.
Yeah. Now you've totally made me lose my train of thought. They were going to look at coal, but they thought that would get too controversial if they talked about coal. Basically, it's a story of corporate, you know, greed, predator. And to me, it was so heavy-handed. I don't care what your politics, even if you agree with the politics, it was so preachy. I just said, give me a break. When I walked out of there, the agency said, what did you think? And I said, you've got to be kidding. Do they think we're stupid? We're watching a movie that is so heavy-handed with a message that we lose the story. The love story doesn't connect. The only thing that works in this film, and it, by the way, is written by Matt Damon and John Krasinski, who came together and decided to do this movie, is Matt Damon, because he is so likable. And I saw an interview with him this morning. They said, how do you play a Midwesterner? I thought this was great. He said, I just think to myself of a very genuine person, because I think of everyone from the Midwest that I've met. And I'll tell you, he hit the mark because he is so likable. That guy, the camera loves him, that smile. And I'm not saying, like, the screen loves him. He's just likable. He's got likability. And when you've got that, you can play almost any role. But the story itself is so heavy-handed that I was insulted.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that it's so political.
Oh, so political. And, you know, who do they think they are? Coming together to teach the rest of us here in the Midwest to beware. It just did not work for me. And it could have, because it was rather clever the way they tried to do a little twist. But because of the heavy-handedness, it didn't work. And because of that, it didn't get any. They thought it was going to get all this attention at the Academy Awards and Golden Globes.
And I hear no talk about it.
No talk about it. Yeah. And they released it at this time of year.
All right, well,
it's not working. So
I don't hear many ARDs here.
Two ARDs.
Ooh. I think you're being generous.
Well, there was a good little story twist that could have worked, but then the rest of it just flopped.
All right, Promised Land, Matt Damon, two ARDs. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
That's it.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Don Matters Dixon, everybody.
Wow. You know, it kind of reminded me. Remember that one George Clooney movie where the family had some land? Remember that? The Departed or something like that? I don't know. Something.
Departed was a different one.
Yeah, there was some movie where the family couldn't come together on selling land. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of that. So there you have it. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, right behind us. Why my car is so clean. Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. We can go to the phones, take a couple of calls, I believe, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Rich, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A lot of Denny's things, but it's not about how filthy they are, but that manager that asked the police officers to leave, I didn't hear the whole story or read the story in the newspaper or anything, but I'm going to assume it's because a customer saw an officer's handgun.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
If I was the customer, even if it's a plainclothes cop, that's the guy I want sitting in the restaurant with me.
Yeah, but we've reached a new level of weirdness about this gun thing recently. It's like something just, I don't know. You can't win if you discuss it, because the people who are dug in one side stay there and the other people stay on their side. You're never going to.
No, there'll always be a divisive topic. But I wonder how that person would feel if they knew, and I saw this yesterday, if they knew that just for the month of December, the FBI did 2.9 million background checks.
I saw that, too. I saw that, too. It's an incredible number.
2.9 million in 1 month. I'm happy to say I was one of those 2.9 million, but I wonder how they would probably just freak out if they knew that number. That's almost 10% of the entire population of the country, about 8% roughly. I'm not real good with math in my head, but if there's 330 million and you had almost 3 million people,
10%.
That's almost 10% of the population bought a gun in 1 month.
And I guess the people who just hate for anybody to have guns thinks, well, this is the worst thing that could be happening. I mean, now we have more people with guns. But if they take a look at that number and look at the number of incidents where law-abiding citizens commit crimes with guns, it's almost infinitesimal. It's just almost not even a number. It's such a tiny, tiny percentage. They don't seem to get that. You know, a guy sent me an email this morning, and it's a powerful, powerful set of statistics about countries that eventually just banned guns and how the government eventually ended up just killing the people because they couldn't defend themselves. I know that's an extreme, and we'll never live to see anything like that happen. But I don't know that I understand why people get so freaked out at just, if you just say, oh, a person has a gun, right then they go, oh my goodness, without bothering to go, well, is the person trained? Is it a cop? It's just the idea that they don't want a gun anywhere near them or around them, when it may very well be the thing that saves people.
I don't know. It does. I just don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No?
I guess it's just because people figure, oh, well, the police will come and save me. Well, if there's somebody coming in your house, and you live out in the country, you're probably a good 10, 15, 20-minute response time from any cop.
Yeah.
I'm in the same situation where I live. Well, if somebody comes in my house and they intend to do me harm, by the time the cops get there, all they're going to do is take the crime scene photos and put me in a bag and haul me off.
Yeah. And you know what? The truth is, the chances of that happening to you are
slim to none.
Exactly.
But at the same time,
it's
very nice to know that if it were to happen, you can defend yourself. Plus the fact, I just enjoy shooting.
Yeah.
When you said, I think it was yesterday when you said in the show how your daughter arranged all your ammunition, I was thinking to myself, I did the same thing just the other day.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And he wanted to give me a chance to educate her. She said, Dad, what's the difference between the .38 and the .380? There's a zero in it. And I got a chance to explain to her different ammo, different calibers. And she goes, oh, why is this one called this? And what gun does it go in? And it was a great time together for us to get a little education about ammunition. And I'm not an expert on ammo, but I think if people would just bother to learn a little bit, then they'd be much better off.
That is that's the biggest part of it right there, is people they fear what they don't understand, so they've already got their mind made up. Somebody wants to educate them, and they don't want to hear it. When I brought mine home Saturday, first thing I did was set it down on the table, gathered the kids up, said, here it is, it's in the house, you don't touch it. If you have any questions, you ask me. If you want to hold it, you come and get me, I'll let you hold it. Took all the mystery out of it, explained it to them, the whole nine yards. It's not the only gun in the house, but every time one comes in the house, here it is.
They're all kept locked up
where they can't get them, but that's the biggest part. If you take the mystique out of it, then it's a non-issue. They're not looking for it.
No, they also need to be scared of it. They need to be scared. They need to, when they hold it, they have tremendous respect for it and what it can do.
And that's the biggest part of it, just educating people. Once they're educated and they know what it can do, what it can't do, what will or won't happen, that's the biggest part of the battle, but nobody wants to hear it.
Now you're preaching to the choir. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good year.
There were a couple people that called and corrected his math. They said it was 1%.
Okay, so 1%, yeah. Not 10%. Big yeah. deal. 1%. Still a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge number of people. Let's see who's been holding the longest. I think it's Gene. Hello, Gene. Happy New Year. I almost said Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, this is an interesting story, just because there's different takes on everything that's, on the different ways of looking at it, because for one thing, you've got some people that look at it like, well, are the police above the law? No, they're not. So, therefore, if they're not supposed to have a gun in a certain area, then, okay, well, you can't hardly, that don't work. Why don't they try to change the rules on the no guns allowed to no illegal guns allowed and put on there that they have to be... they have to show their proof of concealed carry whenever they get approached by the manager of the restaurant or whatever, the bank or whatever it is, because I think that just because that police officer's got a gun, don't think I trust the police, because I don't.
Well,
I have a gun, that don't mean I don't have my Second Amendment right to protect my family while they're sitting in there eating. That cop could lose his cool and shoot everybody, too.
Well, if you think like that, then you're basically saying a cop shouldn't have a gun anywhere because any cop could lose his cool. That's a little extreme.
Well, that's exactly right. So we've got to do away with that. But don't you think mm-hmm. that if the police officer has the right to carry a gun and I've got a concealed carry trained and I've got my license and all that stuff,
no.
I should be, for my Second Amendment right, I should be able to carry my gun in there and the sign should say... No illegal firearms.
No, I don't agree.
Hang on.
I don't agree with that at all. You go down to the courthouse downtown in Clayton, go in the civil courts building, go in the courthouse, go in the where the trials take place. Cops are armed in there. They're not going to let you in there. I don't care who you are if you're not a police officer. Not
well,
in a place
right,
like that.
Well, that's right. But those cops have also been overtaken and their guns taken away from them in certain situations.
So what do you do? Not have any cops in the courthouse because they might have their guns taken away from them?
That's what makes this an interesting. That's what makes this all interesting because it really, our Second Amendment rights should say that we should be able to protect our family and all that stuff, no matter where we're at.
All right, we're actually going to end up getting nowhere. I appreciate your thoughts. Happy New Year, and I thank you for the call. Thank you, Gene.
You too, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is the problem with all this. You go in a big circle. We'll move on. You talk about whatever you want to talk about, and if that's what you want to talk about, we'll do it. Your call. Here's Whitey. Hello, Whitey. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Frank.
it's kind of crazy. I watched the same movie you did. This is Ron Burgundy.
I want, and had you never seen it till last night?
No. I've seen it. Frank, I watched it like three times.
Okay.
I had it on my DVR or whatever. I watched it again. Is that show hilarious or what?
It is. It's not the funniest thing I've ever seen, and I don't like lot of Will Ferrell stuff, but it's just so ridiculous that found
it's
myself
nutty.
Laughing out loud.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It was so insanely stupid. And that whole cabinet of aftershave.
Oh. You know,
and by the way, I think Paul Rudd's the worst actor ever. I don't get Paul Rudd. But he opens that cabinet and has these colognes. It's hilarious.
Sex Panther.
Because there's somebody in that movie like somebody we know. We all know a guy like that.
I know.
Yeah.
Brut cologne, German leather, all that crap.
Not English leather.
I remember that crap. I remember all my buddies, you know, dousing themselves with Brut.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, Whitey, thank you for the call, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Frank, one more thing. Don't you use Paul Sebastian?
Yes, I do.
That's what I use.
Well, that's why we get the chicks.
Exactly.
Thank you, Whitey.
Right. Hey, take care, my buddy.
You too, my buddy. How come this thing won't go away? Oh, there it is. The buttons don't work well here. One more, then we'll take a break. That's going to be Bill. Hello, Bill. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Hey, I got a question. I got a Facebook posting to me today, and they said to call the Illinois legislature because they're trying to enact a bill that would ban guns with clips. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know a thing about that. I know that Illinois looks like they're about on the verge of finally recognizing and acknowledging concealed carry permits for certain people, but I don't know about this other thing. That magazine thing is going to be nationwide. That's going to be a federal ban.
Well, from what, and I don't really know, but from what I was told, it's a gun with a clip, and they were
clip
upon what size, what constitutes a clip, how big, how many rounds it can hold, and what have you. So I don't know, maybe if one you're listening.
Well, they did this before in the ban previous that we were under. You couldn't buy anything with more than, I think it was 10 rounds in it, any magazine bigger than that. And the real term is magazine. Everybody says clip. A clip is actually a different thing. A magazine or clip. But mainly we're talking magazines of more than 10 rounds. That's what they're going to ban. You can't have 20, 30 rounds in a magazine. But that's going to be across the country, I think, like it was before. And it didn't do any good then and won't do any good now.
Oh, yeah, just like the gun control in Illinois is doing a wonderful job for the city of Chicago.
Well, we had the numbers yesterday on Chicago. The highest murder rate in the country and the strongest, toughest gun laws. Go figure.
That's working out real well.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks, bud.
Again, don't email me. I'm not driving this conversation. Other people steered it that way. We're going to take a break. And by the way, I don't mind if that's what you want to do. If that's what you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. But I want to talk about a meanies, and I want to talk about something that I want to do this the right way, and I never like to call out competitors by name or stores by name. But we're going to talk for a second about area rugs, machine made and handmade. And there's a pretty well known name in the St. Louis area, a rug company, and they're going out of business. And I know a little bit about going out of business sales, and I know about the companies that come in and run these sales, and I also know how it all works. And let me just say this. Sometimes, now not being specific, but sometimes what you think you're getting is not really what you're getting. Sometimes when a store says, we're going to sell all our inventory, and here are the slashed prices, and we're going to sell them at these prices till they're gone. The till they're gone part is the part that's a little deceiving sometimes. And again, I'm not getting specific about any particular store, because a company will buy the company that's going out of business, then they'll conduct the going out of business sale, and they will continue to feed it with inventory from another location till they make the money they want to make. And it's just not always what it seems to be. Let me just tell you this. Meanies, you're going to be hard-pressed to go anywhere. I don't care if it's a place going out of business or just opening up for business and get a better selection or better prices on area rugs, either machine-made or handmade. Amini's has them currently at 50 to 70% off. They have a free in-home trial. You can take the rug and lay it down on the floor.
Walk around.
Look at it. See how it looks with the furniture. Try it in your house to make sure you like it. And they have a free lifetime exchange policy at Amini's. You're not going to get that. When a place goes out of business, you're... You know the expression, you know what, out of luck if something happens down the road, if you change your mind. They will beat, at Amini's, anybody's prices on a like rug, similar quality, by 10%. They are a direct importer. Arash Amini imports these rugs directly to Amini's, and they can sell these rugs for less than anybody else. And you say, well, I went in there one time and I saw a rug, it was $30,000. There are places that would sell that rug for $40,000. $50,000. If it's an $800 rug, your places would sell it for $1,200. 5x8 rugs at Amini start at, get ready, for everybody who thought, oh, I can't afford anything at Amini's, 5x8 rugs start at $199. 8x11. 8 foot by 11 foot rugs. That's a pretty good size rug. Start at $399. And you go on up from there. Everything up to literally tens of thousands of dollars and everything in between. And there are little tricks that sometimes stores will play to make you think you're getting something you may not be really getting. And again, not being specific here, but just be smart. Do your homework. Learn a little bit about quality, especially when you get into handmade, hand-knotted rugs. Do some homework. Talk to some people who know what they're talking about. It's real easy to get tricked when it comes to rugs like that. Don't forget about the Jaffe Lighting Selection. They're going to have a grand opening at Amini's of their home furnishings gallery. They're having it now. They transform the upstairs mezzanine into this beautiful home furnishing department. It includes wall art, accessories, tables, lamps, lots of stuff, beautiful stuff for your home. It is stunning, cutting-edge stuff. And we got more. We'll save it for the next time. For now, Amini's, get in there. Walk through. It is a terrific store in Chesterfield Valley, the Boone's Crossing exit off 40, or I-64, if that's what you choose to call it. Or you can go to their website, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
All right, we're going to get a look at the highways right now. On the ride home, here's Tim Weiland.
And you do have a little bit of a slowdown if you're traveling westbound 44, and that's from about Mirage, Bowles through 141, and that's due to some sunshine that's causing a slowdown there. On westbound 70, same thing. It's heavy between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. We have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 64 between the Science Center and McCausland. A little heavy around 270 through Mason. And then southbound 270, looks like we're slow between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Also, they're still working with that accident. It is at Lucas and Hunt between Natural Bridge and I-70 that's got a right lane block. So you're getting a bit of a backup there. And this traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way. At participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pressy holds, right wing Bowers an open three. Bang, he buried it.
This Saturday, it's exciting hoops action as the Bisons of Bucknell University journey to Mizzou Arena to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 2:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide American-made hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot, it's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, this is John Chin, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Here's a reminder from FireTech in St. Louis. When you take to the road this new year, remember to take along those three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. A message from FireTech in St. Louis, where service is more than a word, it's a priority. Trust their years of experience to handle all of your fire protection needs. Call FireTech at 314-292-6255. That's 314-292-6250.
I'm Lenny Toko from Toko's Custom Sound in St. Charles, Missouri. One of the coolest things we have to offer this winter season is a remote car starter. Get on the good side with your wife, guys. Give her this box for Christmas. Let her press the button, and when she looks outside and her car's running, she'll show you her appreciation in her own way.
Toko's Custom Sound in downtown St. Charles. 636-634-5900.
Toko's Custom Sound.
Online at tokos.com. That's
TOCOS.com. If you go anywhere else, you gotta be nuts.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-714-9005. That's 1-800-714-9005.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Hey girl, what you doing down there?
Wow, Tony.
Dancing alone every night while I live right above you.
Tony Orlando.
I can hear.
A lot of people don't know this, but you go down to Florida, there is a town in Florida that was literally named for him. Tony, Florida. It's a little bitty, little tiny place. Most people don't know about it. We're going back to the phone, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS, 4 days into the weight loss thing. It's my own thing, oatmeal and whatever. And then yesterday, the story comes out that it's good to be a little overweight. You see that?
Yep.
Not obese. Yeah, oh yeah. And this is, check this, This is from 100 different research papers.
Yeah.
And every one of them concluded that being overweight can lead to a longer life.
Wow.
So I'm dialing down the weight loss. Yeah, I was going to lose a certain amount. I'm going to back it off a little bit.
Maybe it's because you're happier. You're happier.
Because you're eating.
Yeah, you're eating.
I'm going to stay right on that cusp. Just right.
Just knocking on the door of obesity.
Right.
Yeah, yes. That's me. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Mike, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you.
Thank
I just
you.
Wanted to make hopefully one final comment. If these clowns at Denny's are sincere about this, grow a pair and put a sign on the door that armed, on-duty police personnel are not allowed or wanted. Put it on the door and see what happens to your customer.
That's base. A great idea. Well, first of all, they've already retracted. They've said it was a mistake. The general manager said the manager screwed up and made a mistake. And but you know, once you've been embarrassed, and how embarrassing for those three cops. That's embarrassing to be asked to either leave or put your guns in the car. It's embarrassing. And once you're embarrassed publicly, I'm the kind of person that I don't let that go away. That sticks with me for a while. And that's why the chief says I don't want my people eating there when they're on duty.
It was handled very classily by the chief. But I grew up in South St. Louis, and every major Italian restaurant, gas station, donut shop encouraged police to come in there because, guess what, the most sure way of not being robbed is to have an armed cop in your building.
You bet. It's a great deterrent when you have frequent guests that are cops. It was a dumb screw-up by one guy. That's all it was.
Thank you, though.
Just a knucklehead.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. I got humiliated at a car dealer about 8 years ago. And when I walked off the lot, it was embarrassing. And when I walked off, I told the manager, you will never see me here again until I get an apology for what's happened. And I've never gotten an apology, and I've never been back to that dealership. And I had given them business and was going to give them more business, but... No, not going to happen. Sometimes people embarrass you by doing something really stupid in front of people, and it kind of just sticks. You know, you can't get it out of your head. Hello, Herb.
Hello, Frank. I heard you talk about Paul Sebastian Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it for over 20 years.
And chicks all over you?
I got to tell you a funny story about it. Uh-huh. When one of my grandsons was a baby, he was very heavy. And the only place he liked to fall asleep was on my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. Whenever we were out in public or at a pub party, then my daughter was taken from me to nurse him. He looked like me and smelled like me. She was embarrassed to nurse him.
Why?
Because he smelled like me from the Paul Sebastian cologne.
You said you were going to tell us a funny story. That's not that funny.
Well, she thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, okay. All right, Paul. Herb, thank you for the call. I call him Paul because of Paul Sebastian. The reason I wear Paul Sebastian is because of your uncle. Harry.
That's right, yeah.
Your Uncle Harry, I was in the restaurant, and he came over to the table, and I said, I'm not gay or anything, but you smell great. I said, don't take this the wrong way. What are you wearing? He said, Paul Sebastian.
Oh, he has like 10, 15 bottles everywhere. One in the car, one in every bathroom,
He kind of overdoes. No, he does. He needs to know.
He likes the smell.
It's overdone a little bit, but I'll never forget. I met him, and what is that? And I went out and got some. And I don't wear it all the time, and I hope I don't overdo it, but I got to tell you, I like a good, clean, soapy smell, and it's just got a clean, kind of soapy smell.
That and what is it? Is that the brush called a goody brush? You like it was like a tan with like a red head on it with all the white bristles.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you never seen those?
No.
They had slide-out brush heads?
No, I don't
know. Oh, I think it was a goody brush.
What do you use it for?
Hairbrush. Hairbrush.
Why would I know that? Hairbrush.
Wow, that's true. I didn't think about it.
I haven't had hair since I was 23.
He has those placed everywhere, too. He has like 20 of those, too.
You won't be seeing me with any hairbrush. Go to Richard. Hello, Richard. Happy New Year. Richard, that's you. Richard, I know you're there, Richard.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Richard, it's your turn. Richard?
I'm breaking up. I'm over here by Indiana.
We can hear you fine. What's up?
Okay. You talk about people, our businesses saying you can't bring your guns in here kind of thing. Well, in the state of Utah, they have the right to carry and, you know, open carry. And a student at a university over there in Salt Lake, you know, they said, well, you can't bring that gun on campus. And they said, well, where do my rights end when I walk on the campus? And they ain't a big stink about that out there, about the right to carry and all that. And, you know, you can't do it on the government's the school, university school. Well, can any business say that, you know, we don't want you to bring a gun in here?
Yes, I believe they can.
Well, if they have that right, then, well, if you're a woman and you want to sell something and you're a guy and you want to buy something in your building there in your business, how can you deny, you know, how can the law say anything about that?
I don't know. That's a whole different subject.
I mean, you're just suspending reality.
Okay.
You're suspending the law that, you know, they have the right to carry in this state.
Right.
And then the other one said, well, we're going to ignore it.
Okay. All right. Well,
you know, I mean, it just seems, you know, like usual, all the press and media are, the argument are for one side of it, and they don't argue both sides. There's no really debate to anything anymore, really.
I would agree with you there. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Have a good day. Happy New Year.
You too, Richard. Sounds like he's happy. And again, I'm not driving the subject. Other people are driving the subject. Now we move on. We go to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Frank. Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
There was a lady that I know, one of my customers, and her son is a police officer over in Bloomington, Illinois. And he and some of his buddies were carrying because they were on off duty at a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came in and tried to rob the bowling alley. And so he went up to the bar and starts robbing the bowling alley, and he turns around, and there are literally five officers.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
They said the guy just slammed the gun down on the counter and put his hands on his head, like, dang it, you know, what the heck? So
why isn't that story on the news, the first story?
That's a great story, because it's so funny.
Let me give you another great story that you never saw on the news. 2 days after the Aurora, Colorado shooting, there was another movie theater and a restaurant next to it, and I don't know I've read the story, but in San Antonio, and this guy loses his mind, goes nuts, starts shooting the place up, runs from the restaurant over to the movie theater, and he's going to take out a lot of people. I think he ended up wounding one person till he was dropped by a woman with a handgun. Now, that was not on the news here, but it was in San Antonio. Now, they don't want that story for some reason. That's not worthy.
I had a quick question for you.
Sure.
You had mentioned revolvers the other day.
Yes.
You know, I saw a revolver online the other day, and I just wondered if how this works. It didn't look like it had a hammer that was exposed for your thumb.
I have two of those. They're hammerless revolvers.
How does that work?
You just squeeze the trigger. There is no hammer. It's not a double action. You just squeeze the trigger. There is no hammer. And the reason is because some people feel that when you go to pull out a gun, the hammer can snag, can get caught. And the hammer is a protrusion. It can get caught on clothing.
Sure.
And that's that. Yeah, they're very popular, lightweight, hammerless 38 specials.
Now, does that have a safety on it then anywhere?
No.
Or is it just simply squeeze it? Okay,
no,
gotcha.
Revolvers don't have safeties.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thanks for your help.
Michael, thank you.
Talk to you later. Take care.
Listening to Gun Talk
on
the big 550 KTRS. We have to take a break. Dan got his car back. Finally,
and by
the way, the finally is not a negative comment in any way about Schaefer.
Oh,
it's a negative comment about this stupid insurance company that the woman who hit him had. But you got it back. How does it look?
Oh, it's tremendous. You can't tell. It's awesome. Yeah. It is absolutely awesome.
See, that's Schaefer. And Dan's not paid to talk about Schaefer. Mm-hmm. I am. I am paid to talk about them, and I don't talk about them just because I'm paid. I wouldn't if I weren't paid. It's not free. But I also wouldn't speak for them if I didn't, from personal experience, know for a fact that when you pick up your vehicle from Schaefer, like he said, like Dan said, you can't tell where they worked on it. It's kind of like, you ever have a dream? And I had one the other night, and you wake up, and for a few minutes, I got to come out of it and realize, was that a dream, or was it real? It was so realistic. It's like, did I really have an accident?
And they were frustrated with the insurance company, too, but not like I was. They kept saying... They kept saying, it's okay, it's okay. We're going to work. We're going to finish the work. We don't have their approval for the extra work that needs to be done yet, but we'll get it.
And see, that's the great thing about Schaefer, too. It's like having an attorney with you because they will. They're not lawyers, but they know stuff we don't know when it comes to dealing with insurance companies. They know how to cut through all that stuff and make it so much simpler. You just, once you put your hands, once you're in Schaefer's hands, okay, and you put yourself in their hands, believe me, you can't imagine how much smoother this whole process goes. And not everybody's an expert on going to the body shop. Look, I had three teenage drivers in the house. I know a little bit about body shop work, but not everybody is in there that often. The average person's in a body shop every 7 years. So it's not like you remember from last year what the process was. Don't worry about it. Schaefer will take care of everything. The car is just part of it. It's all that other stuff. Do you need a rental car? If you do, we'll take help take care of that. We'll get it to you if you have to bring it to you. We'll pick your car up if we have to. We'll take you home if we have to. We'll take care of the pit. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. You'll get the call. Your car's ready, and everything will be fine. Schaefer Auto Body Center, 7 locations, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
The worst of the traffic is right now on westbound 64 between Kings Highway and Clayton Skinker. You've got stop-and-go traffic there. Just a little bit heavy between 270 and Mason. Southbound 270 slow south of the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. Things have thinned out a bit on westbound 44 now between 270 and 141. And you're still slow eastbound 64 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell has new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, and nachos for you and only 99 cents at participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperson, the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, you probably heard Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have announced they're expecting a baby. Yeah, they say it's the first time Kim has had cravings for something other than attention.
No, man.
And yesterday, a new Congress was sworn into office, and who cares?
Yeah. I agree.
It's kind of interesting. Allowances for kids in the United States have reached an all-time high, according to a new study, $65 per month.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's good news for kids. Bad news, under Obama's tax plan, they fit the definition of wealthy.
No, boy. Not good.
All right. Finally, this afternoon.
By the way, I don't believe that's an average for allowance.
65 a month.
Heck, never got not that much. No, I barely get that much now a month. President Obama is giving Joe Biden credit for brokering the fiscal cliff compromise. That's nice. They say this is the greatest accomplishment by a sitting vice president since Dan Quayle rescued Sox the cat from a tree.
No, I remember that. Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland, Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
$65 a month. I don't buy that. Allowance for kids. Don't go away. We got another great blonde joke for you today. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeler. A new strain of the flu taking root, and this season could be one of the worst in years. ABC's Alex Stone tells us certain parts of the country are seeing